This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We only got 2.5 hours to sports. I mean, and then in the news, I mean, come on. We got like an hour tops to sports.
Yeah,
let's
we're
go.
Filler today because the real star of the show is at 5:30 when Joey Mack takes over and the Ducks take on the Hoosiers tonight.
I mean, look.
God dang, what do you think?
When you got Joey Mack on deck, exactly. All you try to do is you try to ease the people into the greatness that is Joey Mack. You can't be expected to follow that.
No, we're just pre-gaming.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, we're going to sports hard, I think.
Yeah.
I feel it. Tumani Kamara talk all day, taking calls.
Defensive player of the, was it the month or week?
Month, dude.
Hey, bottom line is this. Now that Kyrie Irving is out for the year, and poor Mavericks fans, I mean, that, and they're raising ticket prices.
Yep.
You think that's going to be rescinded, like, pretty soon?
No, I don't.
They had to have thought about that beforehand. Then again, maybe
they don't give a rip, dude.
You trade Luka. Anthony Davis gets hurt 31 minutes into his Mavericks career, may not come back, and then Kyrie Irving blows his knee, and now you're raising ticket prices by like 8 to 10%? Have fun with that.
Well, we're going to do a whole thing on this today, but we might as well just start now.
Yeah. Well, I told you, man.
We have a short show.
We're ready to sports.
Guys, move on.
Can you think of, because yesterday we were talking about the Commanders, you know, the football team.
Yes. Which I still, that bothers me immensely that they're the Commanders, and apparently they're going to stay the Commanders.
Well, they have new ownership.
Yes.
And it's amazing how you go from bad owner to good owner, how quickly things can change.
Absolutely.
You know? Well, look at the Dallas Mavericks the other way.
Yeah.
And when you go from good owner to bad owner, it's amazing how quickly things can change.
100%.
Because, I mean, is there no more shining example than Dallas?
It's shocking.
I mean, it is shocking.
Some of that's rotten luck, but I mean,
I don't think it is luck. Well, I mean, it's not luck. It's just, they're just, they traded a top five player in the league.
Yeah.
For a guy who is always hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, shockingly, the guy who is always hurt got hurt. Okay. And then you raise ticket prices?
Yeah. And then the one thing that you have that anyone cares about.
And then Kyrie went down.
And I want to give Kyrie a little love here in that he was going down a road there where he was pulling like a Kanye West type stuff. Like, dude, that dude was poison. He was on the self-destructive path to the freaking sun. Like,
no one was more toxic in the NBA at one point than Kyrie Irving.
No one. And that guy, for all of his, whatever you want to call it, I don't know, idiosyncrasies or
antics?
Yeah. He got that S together, and he may still be crazy, but he kept the crazy away from everybody, right? And he buckled down. And when that guy is on, dude, that guy is amazing. Like, he might be the most underappreciated player of his generation. He is so stinking good. And they go to the finals last year that no one sees. And then this year he kind of carries the team because Luka's hurt. And now he has to carry it because Anthony Davis is hurt again. And then he blows his knee. I mean, I feel bad for him, but if you're a Mavericks fan, good luck getting my renewal. When you call up me like, yeah, we'd like to raise ticket prices.
Wait, you have tickets?
No, I don't. But
well, yeah,
if
I think
my one word response would just be an emoji of my middle finger.
This is what bad ownership does. They don't give a rip.
No.
What are you going to do? That's what they're saying.
Yeah, not watch them.
Well, okay, fine.
What are you going to do? Pee on me? Somebody, like, I don't know.
I don't think they're saying that. Somebody else is going to watch. Yeah. Dude, they don't care.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, haven't we already heard that the new Mavericks owners know nothing about basketball?
They know nothing.
They don't give a rip.
No. They're just and there the to try to build a casino.
And if enough of you dudes start crying, they'll just move the team.
On the plus side.
I mean, it's really unbelievable.
And I don't know if this is the plus side or not.
If I'm a Mavs fan, I'm never watching them again.
There is a chance now that this really does open the door, I mean wide open, for your Portland Trailblazers to be in the play-in game. Like, we're, like, not only is the tank not on.
But wait.
Yeah.
The playoff push is
coming. The playoff push is happening.
Didn't the Blazers trade their star and raise their ticket prices too?
I don't know if they raised them. Did that happen?
I don't know. I don't think they dropped them. Yeah. They might have kept them flat.
Well, I'll tell you what. I went to a couple games for like $9 over the last couple of years. Although ticket prices are starting to like demand because people actually think this team is kind of fun to watch. But when you look at them, the only two teams that you have to climb to get into the play-in is the Phoenix Suns, who are an unmitigated disaster. They're already saying Kevin Durant's going to be traded in the offseason. I'm waiting for that dude to pull the shoot. And then you got the Dallas Mavericks. What the hell are they doing? You're four games back. I'm telling you right now, Portland's going to make the damn play-in. They really are.
Hee-hee, Magic Johnson.
And I, by the way, I don't think that's a good thing, but buckle up, because this is happening. That door is now wide open.
Wait, what am I buckling up for?
Playoff basketball, thank you very much.
Why are you bracing me? I don't care.
Oh, you care. You're about to get playoff fever.
Wonderful. Just marvelous. Yeah.
And then we get to hear in the offseason how we don't need to do anything because the core is in place. Just let this. Who needs draft picks, so, baby? 10th seed, here we come.
Yeah, Isaac broke some news to me before the show, and it's not just that they're on this playoff push. It's that this team, they got something special here, according to one of their own.
Well, I got in my car to come to the show,
yeah,
and I turned on my favorite midday show.
Mm-hmm. You're thinking, aren't you?
Danny and Dusty?
There you go.
Danny's first, right?
Yeah, it can't be Dusty, because there's already a Dusty and Danny.
Yeah, the Dusty and Danny.
Okay,
is,
Danny and Dusty. Yeah, I was listening to them.
Your favorite that you had to stop, Mick. Yeah.
I mean, nothing gets me to turn off the radio more than Tumani Kamara talk. And that's what I got. But I stuck with it because I was like, all right, I'll hear this through.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I just started thinking. See, I get my brain going.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't happen often. But everyone, Tumani Kamara talk will get my brain going.
Massages your brain.
And I got to thinking, I'm like, you know, first of all, I was thinking in my head, I'm like, do listeners want this? You know, that was my first thing.
Okay.
And I concluded, no, they don't. And then the second thing is...
Good thing we're giving it to him right now, then.
Well, no, it's a different thought. I had a thought of, do you think that if you... And it's not all Blazer fans, but do you think that there is a majority of Blazer fans who cares more about a player popping like Tumani Kamara than they do even championships or the team's record? Because I really feel like, and I think this is unique to this town,
yeah,
dude, nothing gives Blazer fans a boner more than some player coming out of nowhere and developing right before their eyes, and then them having a steal of a deal until he gets paid $10 million a year or whatever it is.
And
getting, nothing.
Sports Woody?
I mean nothing.
I tend to agree
dude,
with that.
Dude, they live for it.
This is what we do.
They live for
this
it.
This is what we do.
And wait, are you one of them now? You say we, this is what we do?
We as the Blazer community, now that this is, we're in the playoff push, I think we start going with we.
If you zoom out just a little bit, you will realize that as nice as Tumani Kamara is, and I'm not saying anything bad about Tumani Kamara.
He's nice.
As nice as that is, it doesn't matter a lick.
No.
Not a lick.
No, because you don't have a single all-star caliber player anywhere near the roster.
So perhaps this is Blazer fans' mental gymnastics of getting over the fact that they're going nowhere again. And they just put all their eggs into, hey, well, at least I got Tumani Kamara. Like, it makes them feel better.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey.
I don't know of another fan base that does that quite as well as Portland. I'm tipping my cap.
Yes. Because
I got a whole segment of Tumani Kamara talk, and I was just like, oh, my God. He can't be that good. But, I mean, to this town, he's the next freaking, well, who was the guy before?
Well, maybe a Nick Batum you know, I guess that yeah. that's kind of where this is at. He's a long rangey 3-and-D guy.
I mean, we tried to make Zach Collins that guy, but he never really was.
Oh, God, no. But Zach Collins was a high pick.
Maybe this is, Sergio. I mean, they loved Sergio.
Yeah, we do. We love
Rudy.
We loved Rudy Fernandez for a while. Yeah. You know, the Alfa Rucaminus of the world.
Chief.
Yeah, we
yeah,
love.
Alf.
Look, we fall in love.
I don't
know
if he falls into that.
We fall in love with a lot of randos, and I'll say this: Kamara is a nice player, and the fact that you got him as a kind of an add-on to the Ayton deal is phenomenal. That's a great get. But this is what I've been saying all year: you have a you don't even have a collection. Like the best thing you got going for you right now is you got two or three guys that look to be solid starters, and we seem to. Some, as you said, some Blazer fans make that out to be this phenomenal core of like, oh my God, no, the sky's the limit. And let me tell you, the sky is not the limit. That's more of like the skyline is the limit. You know, like
hold on. I have an example for you. Listen to me.
Yeah.
I want you to go to Pinwheel Empire.
All right.
Okay, this came across hold on, how do you spell pinwheel? Pinwheel. Beep beep. And we spelled program, P-R-O-G-U-M. Yeah. Okay, and I love Pinwheel Empire. Mm-hmm. I do.
They do a good job.
Blazer Twitter, this is what I'm talking about right here.
Are we on Twitter or are we on their website?
It's on Twitter.
Okay.
And Pinwheel Empire tweets 23 minutes ago, look at how much this team loves each other, man. Mm. And it's Ant Simons and the team. I guess they're on the team plane. I don't know.
Yeah.
You don't even need sound up. They're high-fiving. They're having a good time together, whatever. Yeah. And then it says... We got something real special happening here, Blazer family. This is what I'm talking about, right there.
Yeah.
It's just the cutest little thing, but do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
You got
special?
Hey, you're going to be the 10th seed.
Like, what are they talking about?
Well, they're 10th seed. So that's what we're talking about.
This is what Portland does. Now, if you would like us to feed into that every day with an hour of hot Tumani Kamara Western Conference Player of the Month talk... Mm-hmm. You know, we'll do that. We're not above
hey,
that.
I'm watching this video of Anthony Simons being adorable on the airplane, and it sure does look like a cozy family environment.
But I don't think the people want that. Mm. At least our listeners. Maybe they do. Mm. Maybe they do. Let's take a call in right now. 503.
Buck wants to talk to you.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you even call?
Don't worry.
You call the
it.
Same as the
don't
text number.
Oh, same number.
Same that's
number.
Right.
864-6326.
You can text or call it.
First call gets through onto the air. You can give your hot Blazer take for 2.5 minutes. Actually, 5 minutes. We'll go the way of Kermit Washington.
Oh, we got a Mo Harkless. That was pretty good. We fell in love with Mo. Josh Hart was another one.
Wesley Matthews was one.
Yeah.
But he was already... talking about...
Josh Hart was a great example of this. That Josh Hart... Yeah. And Josh Hart's a solid starter, but boy, there was a lot of like, how dare you get rid of Josh Hart?
I think
there's a lot of that.
To me, it's less the already a veteran player who can play in the league like Josh Hart or Rodney Hood or Wesley Matthews, and more the guy that you never saw coming, right? That is just a diamond in the rough, and my God, for whatever reason, he has popped, and your sports pants just explode here. Yeah. They go crazy over it.
Just the idea of getting that 10th seed and getting your ass kicked by Oklahoma City. Oh, yeah.
Well, this does lead to a question.
Hmm.
I think we're before the end of our show today, before we turn it over to Hot Ducks Hoosiers Hoops, we have to have the starting five of this ilk. We have to put together.
Oh, I like where we're going. The
Tumani Kamara's on the team.
Oh, 100%. In fact, Tumani Kamara right now, dude, that guy might be driving the bus.
Like your starting five of fan favorites kind of a deal?
No,
non-star fan favorites?
We need to describe it. We need to simplify it.
The guy that was a nice player that Portland turned into the next Kobe Bryant. And by the way,
I mean,
might
maybe
I
call
add
Shaden
to
Sharp
this.
Baby Kobe.
Might I add to this? Exactly. Baby Kobe, you might have two of them on this very team. And one of them, Shaden Sharp, I think last night, or maybe it was the day before, maybe it was the game before that, I think they said it was his second double-double ever. Ever? Double-double? And we're like, oh my God, Baby Kobe. I'm like, I don't think it took Kobe 3 years to get two double-doubles.
Both the text line and the YouTube have said Thomas Robinson from KU.
I don't think
I don't think. I don't think he was.
I don't think
significant
he got
enough.
The tread. You guys, I'm talking about when serious sports segments are done on a player, and like, what? Oh my God, this guy! Can you believe it? line up the phone call, you know, and it's like some guy who you hadn't even heard of 6 months ago. Like it's that guy.
Yeah. And by the way, someone said on the text line here, I think clinicians refer to this concept as the Jermaine O'Neal effect. And that's what it is. It's that deep seated fear that you let some guy out the door and you don't appreciate him and he becomes Jermaine O'Neal. And that I swear to God, that haunts Blazer fans forever. The Jermaine O'Neal, Dale Davis thing, they will never recover from that. 100%.
Right. Well, this is a fun exercise. So I have pulled up the Blazers index on a Basketball Reference. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I'm not going to go through year by year, and we're going to get this team
you're
out.
You're going to get every single damn name on that list.
You're damn right we are. Because I don't joke about this. This is a very serious list.
Yeah. And by the way, like Rudy Fernandez definitely needs to be on that list.
That's pretty good.
Because the Rudy Fernandez, was it Rudy or was it Sergio, where we were getting reports that there was an all-star that was offered up in the offseason and Portland was like, no.
It was Rudy.
Was it Rudy?
Because Rudy was better than
Sergio. They're like, no. No, there will be no trade for an all-star because he will develop.
I think I have one.
Yeah.
You tell me if he makes the team.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Crabb.
Oh, yeah. We love some Dude. Alan Crabb. They give him a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Alan Crabb was the next big thing.
Yeah.
I think Alan Crabb is Tumani Kamara.
You got Alan Crabb. You could definitely have some Travis Outlaw if you want to throw that in there. And as someone pointed out last year, for like 20 games, Delano Banton at one point was being...
great call.
People thought Delano Banton when he, because they got him from what, Boston?
It didn't have the staying power, but yeah, the Batman was
God.
A thing.
Blazer fans were talking about Delano Banton like, holy God, look at the
We've
size
of this
We've
got something here.
Car.
We've got something real here.
Holy God.
You guys can't even contain yourself. I'm telling you, that's this, and that's okay. Listen, I'm not being critical.
No.
It's okay. It's just whatever helps you get through the day, and right now, it's Tumani Kamara. And listen, it could be worse. You could be the Dallas Mavericks. Because back to the original point that you brought up, Dallas.
Yeah.
Dude, they thought in Dallas that this could be their best team ever. They're coming off the finals.
Yep.
They improved it.
Yep.
And now, if I told fans, like at the start of the, at the tip of the year, tip off of the season, and I went to a Dallas fan and I said, dude, in 4 months, Luka's not even going to be here.
Yeah.
And, they're going to raise ticket prices, and Kyrie Irving's going to be out, and this superstar player that you got for Luka is already going to be hurt.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, oh, shut up, you idiot, hot take sports guy trying to get under my skin. Yeah. Yet all of that is true.
Yeah.
And then they raise ticket prices.
This is the definition of the Lebowski. The plane has gone into the effing mountain. I mean, you're right. It's just, it's an implosion.
Theo on the YouTube says, this segment is causing me immense rage. You guys have no idea.
Well... Look, and, truth hurts.
And as someone else points out, I don't know what you're talking about, this whole 10 seed. They're heading to the 8 seed, baby. Come on. Let's go. There's no fan base in the NBA that gets more excited about a potential play-in berth than this squad right here.
Blazers.
Hell yeah.
All right, well, our quest begins.
Starting five.
And then, yeah, we'll get you the starting five before the end of the show. You got to stay tuned.
Armand Johnson in.
No.
Again, those were very... Here's the beauty part. This falls in... There's two categories, because you got, like, the season-long guys, but I love the Delano bands that give you, like, 15 games.
The flash in the pan?
That's my favorite, because the fever really spikes, and then, you know, it dies out very quickly. But, boy, for those 2 or 3 weeks when it's spiking, I love to hear that.
Like, remember when he scored 36 that one time?
Again, that's the Delano Banton effect.
Ooh, Patty Mills a good one.
Yeah, he goes out like Banton would have. Like, did he have a night where he did? He had like 36
something
or whatever.
Like that. Yeah, and it's took just, over fourth quarter.
Do your Blazers shorts are just they're creeping up. They're John Stockton levels.
Super,
just
super duper.
Tight as can be. Love it.
All right, we've got some NFL news in the meantime, but look. We have a key topic for today, and it's set.
We got to get to the bottom of
it's
this.
It's set. Yep,
Gary
I'm already.
Trent Jr.
I'm doing. Gary Trent. Ooh, Gary Trent's a good one.
That's a good one.
He's going on my short list.
He probably should. He probably be considered up there.
And it was a great day when they traded him.
Eventually, they move it, and everyone's like, "Damn it!"
They traded him, and the only show with the courage to say how good that was us. And then all of a sudden, he's like, where is he? Where even is he? Is he in Toronto still chucking up crap? Dude, that guy was.
Toronto.
Yeah, I think he's
right.
Still in Toronto, right?
Dime a dozen.
Yeah. Still with your averaging 10 points, two boards?
No, he's with the Bucks now.
Averaging 10 points and two boards.
Yeah. For the Milwaukee Bucks.
For the Milwaukee Bucks.
That is exactly what I'm talking about right there.
Yeah, 10 big points. What are you talking
and
about?
You know, somewhere some Blazer fans are sitting in a bar like, man, they should never trade Gary Trent.
Hey, he's only 26 years old, man. You got plenty of time to develop. What are you talking about?
Good hair, though. We'll be right back on The Fan.